Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. I am so happy to be with you guys this week. I want to talk to you today about getting rid of all discouragement in your life. I want you to open the door of your heart, and I want you to kick out all discouragement that has been there. We're going to expose it. We're going to talk about why discouragement comes in when it knocks on our doors, and how can we detect that it's there. I'm going to read to you one scripture, because God had a lot to talk to us about when it came to discouragement. And he kept telling us time and time again, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, to take courage. Joshua 1, 8 through 9, from the New Living Translation, and I'm going to read to you the scripture. It says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's a commandment. Verse 9 tells us that he's commanding us to be strong and to be courageous. That word strong means to fasten, to seize, to conquer, to bind. And it means, when you look at the word courageous, it means strong. It means to be alert. And then there it tells us, don't be discouraged. So discouraged, when you look at that word, it's really a position. And when you really look at that word and study it, you find that it breeds a lot of confusion, a lot of fear. And here God tells us something. He says, I'm with you. I'm with you no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, I am with you. So everybody in the Bible has been discouraged. I don't care how anointed you are. Elijah, he got discouraged. He had just had a great victory when it came to defeating, you know, the idols of Baal. And fire falls from heaven. Yet he became discouraged. He ran. Although he was running in the right direction. God tells Elijah, hey, don't be discouraged. And there the angels begin to feed him. So everybody in the Bible, everyone, every human being has faced discouragement. When you feel sad and you feel discouraged, I don't care what human being you are, everybody has been discouraged. Everybody will face it. Perhaps today you're facing discouragement. Something happened. Something overcame you, an overwhelming feeling. You've gone through something. You're facing something, a disappointment. You know, discouragement is a disappointment. You feel disappointed. It's almost like a lack of courage, a lack of strength. Whenever you're discouraged, you feel crushed. You feel disappointed. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of self-control, and of power. And so we have a responsibility to kick out discouragement whenever it begins to hit and knock at our door. You know, why is it important to get rid of discouragement? Why is it important to detect it if it is in our hearts? Because the enemy takes advantage when we are discouraged. The enemy will always rob us of our peace. He robs us of our faith. He robs us of our spiritual lives whenever we feel discouraged. The enemy loves to take advantage of moments of discouragement in our lives. That is when he spoke to Elijah. Elijah wanted to die. Elijah felt defeated. Elijah felt like he couldn't go on. He felt crushed. He felt overcome and he felt defeated. So it's important for us to detect if there's any discouragement in our hearts, and we need to drive it out. We need to open the window. We need to open the door to discouragement, and we need to drive it out. We need to kick it out. So what happens when we are discouraged, and why does discouragement come? Let me give you a few points on why discouragement comes. Many reasons. One reason that discouragement comes is because we don't recharge like we should. You know, we are supposed to recharge in the presence of God. It's kind of like a battery. You know, think about a car that operates on a battery now, those hybrid cars. Well, it needs to be charged. If you don't charge the battery, what's going to happen is that car's going to stop running. If you don't put gasoline in your car, it's going to stop running. if you do not recharge yourself. Then you're going to stop running in courage. You know, all of a sudden you feel fearful. All of a sudden you feel defeated. All of a sudden you feel crushed. So sometimes when we don't recharge, when we don't go into the presence of God and charge back again, that is something we have to do daily. We have to charge up. We have to be recharging ourselves, our relationship with God. We got to keep going into the secret place. That never should get old in our lives. That is an everyday thing. Go back into the presence of God and charge yourself up again. And when you go back into the presence of God, then you'll find that it is there that God gives you strength again. God gives you joy again. God gives you courage again to face anything that you need to face. So perhaps you're discouraged because you stop recharging. It's time to recharge again. Second reason is that you feel like there's no way out of a situation. Maybe you're facing something and you just feel like there's just no way out. Maybe you feel like it's a dead end. You feel like, am I ever going to come out of this situation? That also will breed discouragement in our lives. There's no remedy to the exit. There's no exit door. There's no remedy. There's just no hope. And that's when discouragement starts to settle in. Look, I don't know what you're facing. And I don't know what feels like in your life. There's no exit. I don't know what like in your life feels like there's no way out or there's no solution or there's no way that God is going to change it or maybe it just feels hopeless. That is when you have to be very careful that discouragement does not come in because it comes to rob you of your courage. It comes to rob you of just faith in your life. Why does discouragement come? Because prayer hasn't been answered yet. You know, the way you wanted it, maybe. Maybe you prayed about something and it didn't happen the way you thought. It didn't happen the way you expected. It didn't happen the way you wanted it to happen. But we're not God. We cannot tell God how to do things. You know, God's perfect. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's perfect. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's not just the Alpha. He's not just the beginning, but he's also the end. He's got a perfect plan. We cannot tell God how to do things. Sometimes when we feel disappointed in something, sometimes we put false expectations on something. We put a false expectation on a situation. We prayed about it. We asked God for it, and it didn't turn out that way. Maybe there was loss in your life. And that's when discouragement starts to settle in. And God is saying to you today, you have to trust him in the process. You have to trust him how he determines a situation. Because God has our plans. God has our future. God has our present. And God has had our past. So you have to trust the process. You know, when you look at Daniel, you know, life doesn't turn out always like Daniel, where God rescued him out of the lion's den and shut the mouth of the lions. Sometimes life turns out like Stephen, where God didn't rescue him, where they were stoning him and he saw the glory of God. So you can't put a false expectation on certain situations. You have to understand that your hope is in the Lord. Your faith is in him. He has a plan. He knows what he's doing. And not everything turns out the way maybe we expected it to turn out. I think about the people in Afghan right now. You know, there's underground churches there in Afghanistan. And you know, just today, I heard that last night, a whole church, an entire church in Afghan. I mean, think about how big the church is in Afghanistan. It's probably growing, probably bigger than China. These churches are huge. And just in Afghanistan, last night, I heard the story of an entire church that was martyred for God. And you know what they were doing the night before? They were praising God. Sometimes situations will wind up like Stephen. Sometimes situations will wind up like Paul, where God rescued him. Sometimes like Peter, where God pulled him out of prison. But sometimes situations wind up like Stephen. And we cannot question a God. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Why do people get discouraged? Well, you're waiting for something. You're waiting for something. You're fasting about it. You've prayed about it. You know, you have everybody praying, but it just didn't go the way you've expected it. Well, we can't manipulate God. We can't tell God how it's supposed to happen. We just have to trust God. God is able and God is capable. So let me tell you how to overcome discouragement. How do you overcome it? Number one, you have to pray. You have to pray that thing out. You have to overcome it by encouraging yourself in the Lord. Number two, God wants you to pray and pray with your family. Pray and gather with your brothers and your sisters. It's time to intercede and kick that discouragement out. Prayer is the key. Prayer will get you out. You got to charge again in the Lord. You have to encourage yourself. And then, of course, through the Word of God. The Bible says, do not let the book of the law, this book of instructions, the New Living Translation says it. It says, don't let it depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. Speak it out of your mouth. Meditate on it and watch how all of a sudden you start to have courage in the Lord again. Maybe you've been discouraged. Maybe life didn't turn out the way you expected it. Maybe there's a misfortunate, an unfortunate circumstance that happened in your life. Well, God is speaking to you today. Never permit discouragement to hit you. Never permit it. Kick it out, because it robs you of faith. It robs you of courage, and it brings fear, and you feel crushed in spirit. God is saying to you, get up and encourage yourself once again. I'm going to pray for each and every one of you. Maybe there's a situation that you prayed about, didn't turn out the way you wanted. I've had plenty of those circumstances where it didn't turn out quite like Daniel. It turned out more like Stephen. And you said, but God, I wanted you to do this. And one thing I've learned throughout life and throughout my circumstances is that I never have a false expectation. I trust God. I trust the God of Daniel, but I also trust the God of Stephen. That sometimes it's for the glory of God. And so we have to trust God through everything and keep believing God. I'm going to pray for you. Maybe you feel discouraged today. Maybe you don't have the strength. Maybe you feel fatigued. Maybe you say, God, I feel disappointed. Well, today is the day to open the door of your heart and kick that thing out. Keep believing God. He's faithful. He's the God of the universe. He's got everything in control. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you bring courage back to your people. And that if there's any discouragement in their hearts, that today you would expose it. And you would expose it to the light. And I pray that faith would rise again. And that hope would rise again. I pray if there's any loss of hope, Father, just like Paul did and Silas, God, at midnight, they began to cry out to God with hymns and psalms and praise and worship. I pray that the heart begin to beat praise, the heart begin to beat worship again, and that the heart begin to beat faith again. Father, I lift them up unto you. I bind discouragement, as your word says, that Lord, if anybody is discouraged today, I bind it. And your word says, God, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we bind it today. And I call courage back in. I call faith back in. Father, I call, Lord, courage again. Lord, I thank you for your people. I pray that you use this podcast to deliver your people, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I love you guys. I call courage back into your hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.